This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minim Cyclopentolate. Active ingredient, cyclopentolate hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Minim Cyclopentolate. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Minim Cyclopentolate. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Minim Cyclopentolate? Minim Cyclopentolate contains the active ingredient cyclopentolate hydrochloride. Minim Cyclopentolate belongs to a class of medicines called antimuscarinic agents. Minim Cyclopentolate is used to temporarily dilate, enlarge the pupil of the eye and to stop the movement of the muscles that change the shape of the lens. It is usually used at the beginning of an eye examination, so that your doctor can examine your eye. What should I know before I use Minim Cyclopentolate? Warnings. Do not use Minim Cyclopentolate if you are allergic to cyclopentolate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have or suspect you have narrow angle glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. Cyclopentolate can increase the pressure in the eye. You have a shallow anterior chamber when the part of the eye between the cornea and the iris is narrow. You are aged over 65 years. You are at risk of having high pressure in your eye. Your child is a premature baby, small infant less than 3 months old, has brain damage or brain syndromes. You have Down syndrome. You have cardiovascular disorders, heart or blood vessel conditions. Check with your doctor if you have had an allergy to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You have any other medical conditions, especially glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, epilepsy, condition where you have repeated fits or convulsions, prostate disorders, ataxia, poor balance or coordination, dementia, condition where you have memory loss, rhinitis sicca, dry nose, gut disorders where the gut is partly blocked or narrow, or where the large intestine is inflamed, myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily, obstructive urinary tract disorders. You have hyperemia, high blood flow, e.g., red eyes. You are easily affected by belladonna alkaloids, some medicines used to treat lung disease, nausea, and vomiting. You take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? This medicine has been developed for use in the eye only. It should not be swallowed or injected. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Use in children. Minim Cyclopentolate should be used with caution in children. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Minim Cyclopentolate may interfere with each other. These medicines may be affected by Minim Cyclopentolate or may affect how well it works. These include medicines to treat glaucoma, antihistamines, some medicines used to treat depression, some medicines used to treat mental illness, some medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease, some medicines used to treat irregular heartbeats, some medicines used to treat nausea and vomiting. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minim Cyclopentolate. How do I use Minim Cyclopentolate? Your doctor will normally instill the drops into your eyes for you. If your doctor instructs you to instill the drops, please follow the directions below. How much to use? Use Minim Cyclopentolate only when prescribed by your doctor. Your doctor will tell you how often to use the eye drops and how many drops to use each time. The usual dose is 1 or 2 drops instilled into the eye. How to use Minim Cyclopentolate? If you are wearing contact lenses, remove them before putting the drops in your eye. You may find it easier to put drops in your eye while you are sitting or lying down. If you are instilling your own drops, then follow these steps to use the eye drops. 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Shake the container. 3. Break the seal. 4. Hold the container upside down in one hand between your thumb and forefinger. 5. Using your other hand, gently pull down your lower eyelid to form a pouch or pocket. 6. Tilt your head back and look up. 7. Put the tip of the container close to your lower eyelid. Do not let it touch your eye. 8. Release the required number of drops into the pouch or pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently squeezing the container. 9. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 10. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This is very important when administering to children. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. 11. Repeat steps 4 to 10 for the other eye if needed. 12. Throw away any eye drops left in the container. 13. Wait at least 15 minutes before replacing your contact lenses. If you use too much minim cyclopentolate, overdose or accidental swallowing of minim cyclopentolate may possibly cause side effects due to absorption, particularly in infants or young children. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed minim cyclopentolate or used too much minim cyclopentolate, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia, phone 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using minim cyclopentolate? Things you should do. If you experience any irritation, pain, swelling, excessive tear production, or light sensitivity while using the eye drops, flush the treated eye s with lots of water, room temperature, for at least 15 minutes. Stop using the eye drops and contact your doctor if these symptoms persist. Your eyes may be sensitive to light while using this medicine. It is recommended that you protect your eyes from light, e.g. by wearing sunglasses. Things you should not do. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if you think they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how minim cyclopentolate affects you. Minim cyclopentolate may cause blurred vision for a short time when it is instilled into the eye. Allow enough time to regain clear vision before driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep the unopened eye drops in a refrigerator, 228 degrees Celsius, where children cannot reach them. Do not freeze the eye drops or expose them to strong light. When to discard your medicine. Discard each single dose unit and any remaining solution in it immediately after use. Do not save unused contents. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop using the eye drops, or it is out of date or damaged, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eyes. Blurred vision and or problems seeing clearly. Local irritation or stinging or the feeling of having something in the eye. Burning or painful sensation. Red, watery and itchy eyes. Sensitivity to light. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Symptoms of angle closure glaucoma, such as severe headache, severe eye pain, nausea, or vomiting. Blurred vision, halos, or colored rings around lights, eye redness, symptoms of toxicity, or effects to the body as a whole, such as mental or behavior changes, such as restlessness, hallucinations, hyperactivity, confusion, or agitation, nervous system effects, such as poor balance or muscle control, fits or seizures, drowsiness, speech difficulty, dizziness, or involuntary shaking, dry mouth, skin effects, such as dry skin, skin rash, flushing, or skin redness, temperature changes, or fever, effects on the gut, such as swelling, infection, feeding problems in infants, constipation, slow gut movement, nausea, or vomiting, difficulty in passing urine, heart rate changes, sudden loss of breathing, or heart function. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Some side effects, for example, an increase in the pressure of the eye, can only be found when your doctor or optometrist does tests from time to time. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects online. In Australia, go to www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Minim Cyclopentolate contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient. Cyclopentolate hydrochloride, 0.5% weight by volume, or 1% weight by volume. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Purified water. Hydrochloric acid. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The eye drops do not contain any preservatives. What Minim Cyclopentolate looks like. Minim Cyclopentolate is available in two strengths. Minim Cyclopentolate Hydrochloride 0.5% eye drops, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 6, 5. Minim Cyclopentolate Hydrochloride 1% eye drops, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 6, 7. Minim Cyclopentolate comes in single dose units, tubes containing 0.5 milliliters of a clear, colorless solution. Each tube is wrapped in a polyester/paper blister. The blisters are packed in cartons of 20 units. Who distributes Minim Cyclopentolate? In Australia, Minim Cyclopentolate is supplied by Bush, Ann, Lom, Australia Pty Limited, Level 2, 12 Help Street, Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Phone 1-800-251-150. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025.